180 centimeters in width, and it is 15 centimeters longer than the izar, that is the lifafa. The third piece is known as the kameez, which is 100 to 250 yards in length, 90 centimeters in width, and that is from the shoulder right to below the knees. As far as the female is concerned, there are two additional items for the females only. So she is wrapped up and shrouded in five pieces of cloth. Alright? The fourth piece, there is the three that the man is wrapped in, and in addition to that, she has the khimar, that is 140 centimeters in length, 90 centimeters in width, and it is used to cover head, hair, and over the breast. So that comes all the way through the khimar. Khimar actually means, khimar is what she should be wearing while alive as well. That which covers from the top of the head right to below the chest. That is known as the khimar. So she will also wear this khimar when she leaves this dunya and when she is shrouded. And the last is what we call the sina band. The sina band is used from under the armpits to the thighs, right? So from under the armpits right up to the thighs, that's the first type of garment that she will be, shrouded in. The method or the manner in which the shrouding will take place, how will the man be shrouded? First, what will be done is you will fold the left flap. Lower the body gently onto the kafan and cover the top of the body up to the calves with the folded portion of the kameez. What do you do with the kameez? The kameez, you make a slit, right? If any of us have seen the kameez is a long piece and you fold it in half and you make a slit, like a collar type slit right on the top, and the body is slipped into the kameez. So the kameez, you have an upper portion and the lower portion of the kameez. The body is slipped into the kameez and the head is inserted into that slit. And you will first do this. So you first put the lifafa down. On top of the lifafa, you will have the izar. On top of the izar, you have the kameez. So the kameez is first that is on the top. And the body is slipped into the kameez and it is folded on top of the deceased person. At this stage, you will remove the sheet that is used for covering the sitter. Remember we said throughout the ghusl, there's a sheet that's covering the sitter of the deceased person. Now, once the kameez is covering him, or the top of the kameez is covering him, you will now pull out the sheet that covers the sitter. Rab itr, or hunut, on the head and beard. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged this. On the head, you will apply itr. You apply hunut. Hunut is a type of fragrance that is applied to the head and applied to the beard. Rub camphor. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages this. You will take camphor, and camphor is rubbed on the places of sajda. Right? So there's a paste that's made with the camphor. Whichever portions of the body would touch the ground in sujood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied camphor to those parts of the bodies. So the forehead and the hands, the knees and the feet, those areas, one will apply camphor to those areas. Once this is done, then first fold the left flap and on it the right flap of the izar over the kameez. So the kameez is on. Once the kameez is on, there are still some areas of the bodies that are exposed. So you apply itr to those bodies, those parts of the body, and now you start shrouding the deceased with the next piece of cloth, and that is the izar. So you will first take it from the left flap of the izar, and then the right. So the right is always on the top. As we do in salah, we'll be folding our hands. You first place the left hand, and you place the right hand over the left hand. So that is as far as the izar is concerned. Thereafter, fold the lifafa in the same way. The last cloth that will be folded, right, that will be the first from the top, going downwards, right, is the lifafa, the largest cloth. And there also you will first, the left flap, the left of the deceased, of course, the left flap first, and then the right flap over that. Remember that the right flap must always be on the top. Lastly, fasten the ends of the lifafa at the head side, at the feet, and around the middle with strips of cloth. You might have noticed this. Once a person is wrapped in the kafan, then we just take three strips of cloth. And these three strips of cloth are used to fasten the kafan. And they are not fastened too tightly, because in the qabr, you open up these straps. So right on top, above the head, to fasten the lifafa, you will put one strap over there in the center of the deceased person and at the feet as well. The purpose of these is to simply keep the kafan wrapped together.